Hey folks, y'all all know about the algorithm, right? Yeah, so what I need you to do is like, share, and subscribe. I need you to help me with the algorithm. I need you to like, share, and subscribe, and please leave a comment, because the more that you do to help me, the more visible this gets, and the more this information gets out to other people. Again, thank you, and let's start the show. Shaquilla Robinson was a promising 25-year-old young lady who owned Exquisite Babies, a hair salon for young girls, and also was possibly a model. Unfortunately, her promising life was cut short on October 29th.
You woke? Time to get up.
Welcome to Thought Your World No Speed Limit Podcast. I'm your host, Alvin. I hope you're having a terrific day today. Let's talk about the murder of Shaquilla Robinson. The internet is abuzz with this story. It's talking about what happened with her and her friends in Cabo, Mexico on what should have been a happy occasion, the celebration of two of her friends' birthday, a good vacation spot, because as maybe many of you don't know this, but Cabo San Lucas, which is on the southern tip of the Baja Peninsula of California in Mexico, is a popular vacation spot. Beautiful beaches, nice villas, all those type of things. So Shaquilla apparently had rented out one of these villas for the weekend, where her and her friends would, of course, meet up to have a birthday party for two of the members of the party. So that party included Khalil Cook, Werner Donovan, Alisa Hyatt, Malik Dyer, Dejanay Jackson, and Nazir Higgins. Nazir Higgins would not get there until October 29th. On October 28th, the other friends were there, of course. Now, Shaquilla even made a video of that first day, where she was talking to her friends. I guess they were changing to get into their swimsuits or whatever and enjoy the beach, so on and so forth. You saw one of the guys walking around in the video. Then there are other videos from the day from the other members of the party where they had a meal that day. Later on that day, apparently Shaquilla had a little too much to drink and was asleep in one of the hammocks. That's when an eerie message was made by Khalil Cook where he said, "We got our first dead body. Body, body, yaddy, yaddy." Something like that, he said. Anyway, it was an ominous thing because the next day, October 29th, Shaquilla Robinson was pronounced dead by the Mexican authorities. So you ask, what happened? How did we get to this point? We do know this, that Shaquilla Robinson called her mother on the 28th and told them that they were having a good time, that they had a cook, which is the one you see in the video and the food that you see in the video, and that they were having a good time. And then they were talking, all her buddies in that video were talking about drinking. And her mother said, "Okay, I'll talk to you the next day." Apparently, Shaquilla did call her mother the first thing that next day, the next morning, said she was fine, so on and so forth. However, several hours later, Khalil Cook calls Shaquilla's mother, Shenandra Robinson, and tells her that Shaquilla is having some trouble, is very ill, says she drank too much, and that they have a doctor on the way to take care of her. Of course, you know, now Shaquilla's mother is upset. She wants to know what's going on, so on and so forth. And like they said, well, it looks like she had too much to drink. She's alcohol poisoned. I assume she was throwing up during the day, and so on and so forth. When the doctor got there, she noticed that she was not alert, was groaning and making noises, supposedly. And she said she tried to administer an IV, and she was severely dehydrated. Later on that day, about 6 o'clock, apparently Shaquilla Robinson passed away. According to the police report, it was a cardiac event that led to her death. Now, of course, her mother was informed of this and so on and so forth. The next day, the party left. Nazir Higgins later made a video explaining all of this about the doctor and everything. And he made some statements during that video that were ominous. He said the doctor noticed a knot on her head and also noticed that there was a bruise in her eye and on her lip. However, everybody in the party was saying that she had alcohol poisoning. The doctor herself, like I said, tried to administer an IV and was unable to administer IV because Shaquilla had been highly dehydrated. It may have been possible that she had been throwing up, which is signs of alcohol poisoning during the day. That's highly possible. However, like I said, she ended up dead. Now, then comes all the questions about, whoa, how did this happen? They were having a good time. They were having a good time, and all of a sudden this happened. Well, course, the parents asked for a autopsy report. Autopsy report was done. And apparently, what the police detectives and the doctor were saying that Shaquella died from, it's not what the autopsy found out. Autopsy said that the first vertebrae at the top of the neck was contused or broken. And then she also had a busted spine, damaged to her spine, which was a sign that something, some kind of trauma had happened. So now then all the questions are being asked and so on and so forth. Dejanay's friends say they don't know. As far as they know, it was alcohol poison. They tell her parents that. They all visit her house and they tell this whole story about Dejanay got drunk and so on and so forth. That's when everything started to unravel when that autopsy report came in. And the internet went abuzz immediately talking about this and talking about this. People did research. Then finally, a video emerged. Now, this video shows Dejanay Jackson, one of the five friends of hers, beating Shaquella Robinson while she was naked in the hotel room. Absolutely ridiculous, right? So then they show that Dejanay Jackson was beating Shaquella. Now here's the problem with the whole videotape. So you got a naked Shaquella and this Dejanay Jackson person beating on her, and you got two friends in the background. I don't know if it was Khalil or Malik who say, "Dejanay, why don't you fight back?" And Shaquella says no, and Dejanay continues to beat her until she hits the ground and is still punching her in the top of her head while she's on the ground. Apparently, this was on the morning of October 29th. Now, there's another video out by Winter Donovan, who recently released a video just a few hours ago, saying that, hey, yeah, there was a fight with Dejanay Jackson. It was just a fight between friends and, you know, you just let them fight it out. That was the whole thing, but she said that Shaquella was fine after the fight, according to Winter Donovan. Now, here's my problem with the whole thing. If that was friends fighting out, why were you filming it? Second question is, why was Shaquella naked in that video? There's a lot of questions that need to be answered that aren't being answered. And again, like I said, Higgins made a weird video, but he was just letting people know that he wasn't there at the time of the incident. He had just arrived. He was talking to the nurse slash doctor who was supposedly taking care of her, and he was sitting there holding her hand and doing all this stuff. Now, here's the problem I have. This doctor said the friends did not want her to go to the hospital because the doctor said she needed to go to the hospital. Yet, somehow they said, no, you got to treat her right here, right now. Now, the situation got so bad that Shaquella started seizing. That's when apparently Winter Donovan dialed 911 and the paramedics got there, and it got even worse. She started deteriorating. They tried to administer CPR supposedly 14 times, and she died around 6 o'clock that evening. Again, none of that information matches what it says in the autopsy, which says that Shaquella died at 3:15, about 15 minutes after sustaining her injuries. Now, there's rumor and there's some information out there, evidence saying that money was taken from Shaquella's account after she was deceased, maybe by this party, which is now being called the Kaaba 6, by either Khalil, Winter Donovan, Elise Hyatt, one of those. Khalil Cook is supposed to have been Shaquille Robinson's friend for 5 years. He was the one that made contact with her mother, who then made contact with her father, Bernard. Now, Bernard says in another interview that Shaquella is not a drinker, and as far as he knows, she doesn't drink. The absence of the alcohol in both the autopsy and the police report says that that wasn't the issue. And Winter Donovan tries to say that people shouldn't believe the autopsy, they should believe the detective report. Hate to tell you this, Winter Donovan. Problem with that is detectives ain't scientific. And they were at the scene writing out a paper. They didn't have time to examine the body like they do with the autopsy. Autopsy gives us the final results of what's going on here, right? Like I said, all these friends are coming out saying different things, saying they didn't do this and they didn't do that. And, of course, Winter Donovan put everything on Dejanay Jackson because, supposedly, according to these folks on the internet, there's another video showing Winter Donovan actually making the fatal blow to Shaquella. But this has also just recently come out, and within the past 24 hours, Dejanay Jackson has an arrest warrant by the Mexican authorities who are investigating. The FBI is also investigating the case. So things are moving fast now. Part of that is due to the fact that social media, folks on the internet, podcasters like myself, have done a lot of legwork in pulling out information about this. Now, I do want to talk about some misinformation that's going around. One of them is about Dejanay Jackson and something about some cult organization that supposedly, most of that's not true. The Dejanay story on the internet is saying that she is supposedly transgender, that she's not Dejanay Jackson. The picture that's being shown around the internet is doctored, and as far as I know, Dejanay Jackson is a woman. She's 25 years old. She works at a Blue Rhino, a gasoline company somewhere in North Carolina. She says she went to school in medical administration. She's trying to get a job as a medical administrator. That's the only information I have of her. Now, with her being arrested for this murder, there's a big chance that will never happen. And like I said, there are several questions that still abound about this party of six, about what really happened that day. Because now you got to find what was the reason for this murder. What was the reason that these people even get to this point? Now, according to Winter Donovan, it was because Shaquella was drunk and she was acting crazy. So her and Dejanay got into it because she was acting crazy. Now, during the fight, Dejanay Jackson did say, "I am tired of your, excuse my language, tired of your shit." But again, the question is this. If you see two friends fighting, why is there someone filming it and two guys sitting here watching this while this one girl is naked in the room? You have to ask a lot of questions about that. And the word friends is used so loosely here. And I'm sorry it's being used loosely, because what's the worst part about this? Your friends died. Instead of telling the truth, instead of being honest, you do everything you can to cover it up so you can get home. And the proof is coming out. There's a video, like I said, the video of Dejanay Jackson beating on Shaquella Robinson says that everything you said automatically is a lie. The fact that you tried to delay the doctor sending her to the hospital is a sign that it was a lie. And some people believe that this possibly was a setup between her and her friends, because her friends wanted to confront Shaquella, I guess because Shaquella is a successful person, or maybe because they were jealous of what she was doing, or maybe there was somebody in the party that had an issue with her. Either way, Shaquella ends up dead because of this. And the lives of these six people will never be the same again. Now, while Dejanay Jackson may be charged, be the only person charged with murder, there are five other friends that could be charged with any number of charges. One of those is obstruction of justice. The other one is accessory to a crime. The other one could be destruction of evidence, because there are probably some attempts to destroy evidence. Now, I do feel that someone in that group had a conscience issue. That's how the fight video got out. Someone had a conscience issue, because that video either got passed to someone, or the person who made the video released that video. This story is a telltale story of heartbreak, of disappointment, of friends you can't trust. There are two, Bernard and Shenandra are back at home, and they are crying because they've lost their daughter. It was heartbreaking to hear what Bernard said, because the words that Bernard said are true to the form. He said, "I won't see my daughter get married. I won't see her have children. I won't see any of the successes in her life. I should not be burying my daughter. My daughter should be burying me." Same for the mother. But that's also a warning to people and their loved ones. Protect your loved ones at all costs. They say they're going somewhere. You need to know their parents. I don't care how old your children are. Family, I don't care how old your family member is, and you say, "Well, they grown, they make their own decisions." You need to know the people around them. If you love them, you protect them. You need to know the people around them. You need to know the situations they're getting themselves into, so you can warn them up front so that they don't get in those situations. Shaquella Robinson trusted the six people here to be her friends. She went on this vacation because she trusted them. She saw them as friends. We can talk about the atmosphere all day long and the morality behind drinking and partying and all of that all we want. But these are six people that Shaquella trusted. But she lost her life because she put her trust in those six people. Now, is every one of them responsible for her death? I can't tell you, but they are responsible for how they reacted to the death of Shaquella. They are responsible for making a video of Shaquella being injured or hurt or killed. They are responsible for that. Did they plot this? That's possible. Was this because they were tired of her drinking? Possible. But it is obvious that they weren't really her friends. Again, there are a lot of details here. There's a lot of things that are a problem also, and I'll talk about those briefly. So the police report does not match the autopsy. A police claim that Shaquella died at 6 o'clock in the evening. Autopsy says she died at 3:15. I also noted earlier that several thousand dollars were missing from Shaquille's account. I believe it was $10,000 they said was missing from her account. We don't know if the doctor was paid. We don't know if detectives were paid. It's possible that people could have been bribed. That Shaquille was dead at 3:15, but the doctor stayed around, made it look like it that wasn't what happened. Then again, the villa could be the one trying to cover this case up as well, because, hey, murder looks bad inside a villa. Oh, she died of alcohol poisoning. That's better than murder, right? You don't want that promotion on you, because that means that could hurt your chances of selling the villa. Again, the one thing that matters the most is there's two hurt parents. There's a hurt sister, because she has a sister as well. Shaquille has a sister as well. There is a family hurting right now because this young lady is no longer with us. There are six people who have made a choice that will forever change their life to the point where they pretty much probably won't have a life anymore. Dejana Jackson will spend maybe the rest of her life, I don't know how Mexican prisons work, in prison in Mexico. The other ones could spend the rest of their life in prison in Mexico, if not the United States, because there is a fraction of the law. You kill an American citizen killing an American citizen. It's called a femicide. It is possible that they could also face time in jail. Let's say they do finish their time in Mexico, they could face time in the United States in federal prison here as well. So that's their life is pretty much done. Folks, take care of your family. Love your family. Don't let these situations happen to them. Don't let them get into those situations. And know who your friends really are. It's very important that we know who our friends are. Because money, success is great. But sometimes the people who don't want to follow along behind you when you make that success, people become jealous. They become hurt because they're not being as successful as you are. Well, folks, I'm all out of time. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I know it's a sad situation. But please like, share, and subscribe. And y'all have a wonderful day. Peace.
You have been listening to Thought You Were Woke, No Speed Limit Podcast.